This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Well, President Barack Obama returns from vacation this week, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he's going to be talking about health care. With Ted Kennedy's passing, the Democrats have lost a vote in the Senate. So will he still be able to compromise with the Republicans, or does Obama now have to go and the Democrats now have to go solo?
For 57 Democrats, two independents, right. That makes it 59 without Kennedy, so it's
below
60.
They don't have the 60 right. votes. They'll right. drop before. That's assuming they keep the two independents on their side. With us to talk about this is Jay Newton Small. He's a Washington reporter for Time Magazine. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
So what's on tap for the president this week? He's waiting for the Congress to return on the 8th of September. What's he going to be doing while he waits?
Well, he came back actually yesterday from Martha's Vineyard, and he's got a couple of days coming up here where he's got a little bit of work, but actually he's going to go back on vacation since he missed a bit, you know, given the Kennedy funeral, back up to Camp David at the end of the week, Wednesday through Sunday. So he's just got a couple of days of work coming up here now. And there's, you know, he's obviously preoccupied with health care. As you said, this is the number one issue, and they've lost a lot of ground this month that they need to make up.
So a lot of people are talking about this budget reconciliation tactic and whether or not they're going to make up for the lack of 60 votes by kind of sliding it in under the radar to a certain extent. Is he going to be able to get, if he uses the budget reconciliation tactic, is he going to get the most important parts of health care reform into the legislation?
Well, there has been talk of that, and there's pros and cons in using reconciliation. It's a budget tactic, like you said, and it only requires 51 votes, which is great for Democrats because obviously they have 57, which means that they can let some of their more vulnerable senators, Democratic senators who have for re-election, sort of vote whichever way they feel most comfortable doing. But the problems with it are, one, it only lasts for 5 years because this budget lasts 5 years. And two, it's vulnerable to what they call Byrd rule objections, which is named after Senator Byrd from West Virginia, who's the longest serving member of Congress right now. And basically, you have to prove at every point that everything in these bills, and I hear if they do it this way, there's going to have to be two bills, one that deals with the taxes and the other that deals with expanding coverage. At every point, you're going to have to deal with these objections, and you have to prove that every single thing in these bills are germane to the budget. So that could take a long time, and if it goes to a vote on these processes, then that could actually, those votes require 60 votes to overcome. So it doesn't really help you that much because, you know, if you're going to be voting, and, you know, Republicans here might can object as much as they want, if you're going to be voting, you know, every single little minute detail on the Byrd rule, you're going to be there for years trying to, you know, iron everything out, and you're going to need 60 votes to do it anyway.
So, I mean, many people are saying that Barack Obama is going to want to avoid controversy by not using this budget reconciliation, but it seems to me like it's a little late to be worried about avoiding controversy over health care.
Sure, it's been a terrible month for Democrats. Look, I mean, the month is coming to an end today, and they've got to be glad to be putting August behind them. It's been the worst month since Obama took office. But they've, you know, they've Obama has said he's going to give the bipartisan negotiators, the few Republicans, the three Republicans and three Democrats in the Senate that are still working on a bipartisan solution until September 15th to actually work these things out. Now, these guys have blown through every deadline that they've been given since June. So I don't know if they're actually going to make it. And I actually saw Max Baucus, who's chairman of the Finance Committee and who's spearheading this effort at Ted Kennedy's funeral on Saturday. And when I asked Baucus, you know, how's it going to go? Do you think do you think things are going well? And do you think that Teddy Kennedy's death might actually affect these talks? And he just looked to me like a man who really is in dire need of a strong drink. And
Jay Newton Small reports for the Time Magazine in Washington.